Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, Kim Porter, the Executive Director of the Batesville Memorial Public Library. Good morning to you, Kim.
Good morning, Tom.
And, of course, it is the merry month of March, so to speak, knocking on our doorstep. But and as always, the library has plenty of activities for both adults and the kids. But in particular, Kim, I know that the library, like a lot of other organizations and entities around the area, getting ready for the April 8th solar eclipse.
Yes, we are. We have a whole series of talks and activities that we've been doing. So we started that in the month of February, and we have several that are continuing on into March to prepare our community for the solar eclipse, understanding what it is. So, and when you come to one of those programs, you get a pair of free glasses for everyone that you attend.
All right. So that's worth it right there. Just the fact that you can get free glasses and have
free
them on.
Glasses.
Yeah. How about that? right before, so you can avoid the rush, so to speak. So, all right.
Exactly. We do have coming up on March the 4th, we have a gentleman, Mark Littman, that's coming from Nashville, Tennessee, and he'll be doing a talk for the kids and the adults. So the kids is at 4:30 and the adults is at 6:30. And then on March the 18th, we have the Indiana Astronomical Society with Steve Haynes, and he's going to talk in particular about our region, about the eclipse. And then on April the 4th, we have Dr. Glazier's cousin-in-law, Ann McMahon, she's going to be in the schools helping to educate the kids in the schools, but she'll also be visiting the library on April the 4th, right before the eclipse, to also answer questions and things like that about the eclipse.
So you got a lot lined up. Anything else in regard to the total solar eclipse?
Well, we are doing a self-guided star lab on March 26th to 28th, and that's for all ages, but mostly the kids. So we're setting that up in our meeting room. So that'll be going on during the day where you can come in and do a guided star lab about the eclipse. And then the other thing that we've been partnering with the Ripley County Community Foundation, they brought a planetarium to the community for the sixth graders. And so we already had one date back in February, but we've got one more coming up on March the 7th. And so this huge 25-foot by 25-foot, 14 feet tall planetarium is blown up in the middle of the library. And so we still have a few spots left for the public in the afternoon. So, and if you don't get signed up, just to come into the library and see this huge planetarium blown up in the middle of the library is quite interesting. So,
okay, so you've got a planetarium blown up in the library. Is this like kind of like plastic, kind of like a bounce house, something like that, along the same material?
I would think so. It's kind of like, it's blown up, it's like a dome, and then you have to walk in through it, and then inside is a projector that they have that shows the stars and all the things on inside the dome, and everything is completely dark in there. So.
Okay. All right. So, okay, and as far as some of the other programs that you have going on, Kim, for the adults and kids, what are we looking at here?
We're looking at a glass etching class on March the 7th at 1 p.m. And again, all these classes you need to register for. We have the continuation of our economics class, and that'll be on March 11th and the 25th at 7 p.m., and they meet over in the annex. Ann Edwards does her aging care series, and on March the 12th, it'll be the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's, and that's at 6:30. Then our book club meets on March the 19th at 1:30, and they're doing Charles Martin's When Crickets Cry. That's an older book that was published in 2006, but it's a great book. So if you're interested in doing that, you can pop in. And then Remember When Story Time, and that's on March 27th at 2 p.m. So that's it for adult programming, other than we're doing a blood drive. So if anybody's interested in that, it's on March 15th at 9:30 to 1 o'clock. And you can still register for that. And this is something that we're looking to do quarterly to bring to our community.
All right. So, again, March 15th, mark your calendar for a blood drive. And the library looking to do this on a quarterly basis. So with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. And we'll take a look at children's programming and some other things going on at the Batesville Memorial Public Library as we continue our conversation with Kim Porter right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Kim Porter. She is the executive director of the Batesville Memorial Public Library. And kids programs, Kim, I'm sure that there's plenty of things for the youngsters to do as well.
There sure are. Of course, we always have our Mother Goose, which is for ages 3 and under. And that's on Mondays from 10 and 11. And then Story Time, so that's for ages 3 to 6. And then Tuesdays at 10 to and 6 o'clock, and then we'll have a special Saturday story time on March the 9th at 10 a.m. We also have a Story Seekers book club, and those are for our kids that are a little bit older, like 3rd through 8th grade, and that's on March the 5th at 4 p.m. Little Sprouts is starting back up. It's March. We're starting to think about our gardens, and so Little Sprouts is for ages 3 to 6. And they'll start back up on March 11th. And then we will also be doing a homeschool program called Touch of Spring Flower Pot. That'll be March the 12th, and that's for 1st through 6th graders. We also introduced a new program back in January, Kids Who Code. And so we kind of started that program because of a grant that we got with the Rip County Community Foundation. So we're going to start a coding program. So this one is called Scratch Basics for grades 1st through 6th grade. It'll be on March the 14th at 4 p.m. And you do need to register for that one as well. And then later that at 5 o'clock, visit with Nanny the Dog. So you can come to Kids Who Code and then come and visit Nanny the Dog at 5 o'clock. And then on March the 19th, there's Just for Laughs, Filled Cup Project, and that's, again, a homeschool program at 1 p.m. for 3rd through 8th graders. And then, during Spring Break Week, we have the Wonder Lab coming. They're from Bloomington. They're a STEM lab and a health and science museum kind of thing. And so they got a grant, a STEM action grant and a Lilly grant to go and visit libraries and schools around the state. And so we are going to be visited by them on March 21st at 4 p.m. So you do have to register for that class, too.
All right. And I see it's called Hair-Raising Science. That sounds
good. Hair-Raising Science, yeah. So that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds like based on the title. Okay. All right. And then anything else as far as kids' programs are concerned, Kim?
Nope, that's basically it. I mean, all the solar eclipse things that are happening with that, and and it is spring break, so we kind of backed off a little bit during that week because, you know, people are gone and that kind of thing. But yeah.
All right, and then understand that the ever popular Friends of the Library book sale returns in March.
Yes, it returns March 8th and 9th. They are still taking donations. I will say, if you donate, you know, there are guidelines to donating. So they don't want books that are textbooks. They do not want encyclopedias. They do not want your Reader's Digest condensed books. And they don't want your old smelly books. So these are all things that will and can be recycled. If you can't you know, they can be recycled. You don't have to think that you're throwing them away. They can go to a good cause that way, but they will not sell in a book sale. And basically what you're doing is handing it off to the friend to do the recycling for you. So you might as well just recycle it yourself.
All right.
But other than that, they're looking for some books that are in really good condition to sell at their book sale to, like, earn money for the library and our programs that we do.
Okay. And, of course, everything can be found on the library website, ebatesville.com/events. And speaking of which, looking at the website, notice that on the 29th, the library will be closed.
Yes, we will be closed because of Good Friday. The other thing I wanted to mention, and I failed to bring up, is the park hop. This would be like the fourth year that we're doing the park hop with River County Tourism and the Tyson Library and the Osgood Library. And basically it runs March 1st through the first weekend in May. And it's a scavenger hunt. You can go from these different parks and answer questions. And at the end, on that first Saturday in May, you can come to Versailles State Park, and there are all kinds of door prizes and things like that that you can have in a program that we'll be doing. But it's a way to get you outside. The weather's going to start getting nice. It's something to do with your family and just explore all that Ripley County has to offer. So those will be available either on the Ripley County Reads website or at our local libraries. You can pick up the scavenger hunt. So I really encourage, especially during spring break time, to do that.
All right. So again, check it out. And again, everything can be found on ebatesville.com/events. All right. Well, Kim Porter with the Batesville Memorial Public Library. Again, as always, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well, and look forward to speaking with either you or Sarah Dobson or Rachel Berkemeyer again next month.
Yes. Thank you so much.